Fully trusting in the Lord and not my memory. The Lord has blessed me with an awesome memory, which I needed for a lot of the work I did, because I had so much knowledge that I had to impart, and I'd always relied on it. So for me, this is a battle to trust the Lord and not my memory. The two may get mixed. That's just the way it is, because I'm still walking it out. But at any rate, what the Lord has pressed into my heart is, what is God like? And as I went through the weeks, I knew that way back when Peggy spoke to me, that came in very quickly. Because he has been pressing it into my heart, what am I like? I've been listening to a voice. But I realized I didn't really know the one who was speaking to me. I mean, really know. Just listening. But I'm not able to follow through on some things because I was not really trusting in the character of God. That was a missing factor for me. I would go flop back into more controlling in myself. So the Lord has been just dealing with me in this issue because I became aware, and I'm sure the Holy Spirit was pressing that into me. You need to really know me. That's what's going to get you through. Not as wonderful as this word is. It's awesome. But I need to know the God behind the word, not the word. I can spew the word out of my mouth, but I need to know the God behind that. Why did he say that? What does he mean? What part of God's character is imparting that word? So I did. I had two books that I went in. I just allowed the Lord to deal with me in some issues. But I want to just sift through that for only what he wants today. What he did impart to me is that every church and every Christian will rise or fall depending on its concept of God. Think about that. That's true. If your concept of God is down here, that church is not, or yourself, is not going to do very well. But if your concept of God is up to where he really is, and you rise to that, that church or that person is going to do for the Lord, and it's going to show out of them. So I knew I was meeting a truth. I don't know how many of you are familiar with A.W. Tozer. Many years ago, the Lord had me pick up a book written by him called The Attributes of God, and I went on a retreat with the book. The particular chapter that was drawing me, that I couldn't get my nose out of, was God is Justice. I was so perplexed as to why God did what he did. You know, why do you do it this way? My questions were endless. So I have spent a lot of time devouring that, and I don't think I digested it all at that point. But let me not digress. So as I continue to ponder this, I'm thinking the Lord's Prayer says, Our Father. Okay, God, Father. But if I go into the Word, I find that many times God is referred to as the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So right away I've got a message. Not only is the Father in the Lord's Prayer our Father, but he's God and Father. So there's more to him besides Father, even though that's the Lord's Prayer. There's still more of God in that. But the Lord's Prayer does tell me that hallowed be thy name. Okay, hallowed be thy name. I know his name is to be revered as holy. Do I know him well enough to be able to walk in that? As I again, continue to ask the Lord to give me more. It's okay. How am I going to know these? It's very easy for me to pick up the Bible, read the scripture, see what it says. Do I really know it? No. I just know that that's what it tells me who God is. So the Lord has imparted to me through this week two ways that I can get to know more of Him. If I look at that scripture and He illumines that scripture so that it just, the Holy Spirit just lights the light, bang. So to speak, I don't know, whatever way that happens to you, so that there's just an impartation through the Holy Spirit, and you suddenly really know it. It's no longer a word that you've read in here. You really know it. I discovered that's one way, because I'm sure all of us have experienced that, as I have. But I also discovered there was a second way, and that was through obedience. And I find that way the more difficult way for me to learn who God is. So the Lord showed me that, as one example, it's in God's Word, it's Abraham. Now Abraham got to know God very well so that he was God's friend. They communed together. Abraham obeyed him. Abraham obeyed him so strongly that he knew he was going to have a son.